what did you take away from the Colorado game that you feel like you can implement against West Virginia, against, I guess, more mobile quarterbacks like a Solitaire?
Well, we started slow, mainly due to just poor execution early. We just got to execute a little more precise. I think we did that a little bit better in the second half. I think when you're playing mobile quarterbacks and you're playing guys that can escape the pocket, you just got to be super disciplined. I don't know if it's like playing option football, but it's very similar. Be super disciplined with your pass rush lanes. Be disciplined with your assignments. We got to play with good eyes. If we do that, I think we'll like the outcome.
How big was Folletau's sack? It seemed like that changed the momentum for
you. Yeah, it did. And, you know, Folletau's made a bunch of huge plays this year. We love the progression of where he's at and how he's playing right now. That play was huge. Glasker's sack was huge. Glasker's pick, obviously, ending it. There were some big plays throughout that made a big difference in that game. It was a weird feeling game. It just felt like you gave up a bunch of yards, and the reality is we gave up 290 yards. It's in most instances, that's going to put you top 10 in the country, but it just didn't feel that way. It was a weird feeling game.
Kalani decided to punt late and essentially force it on the defense. You mentioned Glasser's pick. Were you in favor of that? Say, hey, put it on the
defense. Yeah. As a staff, we were talking about it on the headset, and when you make those decisions, there was three options, right? Kick the field goal, have the offense go for it and try to convert on fourth down, or punt. And we make a decision, and we're all in on the decision, and that's really what happened. And then Sam obviously placed a great punt, made a big play, and then we got out of the drive. So looking back, you say, well, we made the right decision. But there's always going to be those things that come up in a game, and then you got to be united on what we decide.
Running on third down. Defensive coach, were you guys talking about strategy? You know, can maybe pick up yards, make the fourth manageable in that situation? Is that kind of the thought process?
Oh, there? Exactly right. Yeah, and Coach Roderick does such a phenomenal job of managing down and distances and play clocks and all that stuff. And, you know, most of the time that's an offensive decision on exactly how they're trying to convert. But in those times, like, we try to converse, you know, as much as we can as a staff, but they got to be locked into what they're trying to get accomplished offensively. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We knew about him in high school. I knew him. I coached with his dad when he was growing up and he was just young. So we've known about Max for a long time. Yeah, he's done a great job. He's learned it. He's picked up the defense quickly, which is a very complicated defense to learn. And I think he's done a great job of learning it. He's added super valuable reps to us, and I see him just getting better and better.
Where do both Jack and Isaiah stack up of the linebackers you've coached in?
Oh, they're two of the best, for sure. I mean, they're big-time NFL guys, in my opinion. I know the scouts love them. They make plays, both rush in the passer. They make plays in the run game. They make plays in the throw game. They're true playmakers, and ones we're lucky to have at BYU.
What's the status with Tommy? What are you going to do nickel-wise if he is on the
field? Well, right now he practiced today, so we assume he's just going to get better and better. Tavion played really good, so if Tommy, for whatever reason, couldn't go or there's a setback or whatever happens, then Tavion will take over and play, which he's done a good job. We get Kabea back soon, but Tommy practiced today, and we expect him to just get better and better.
I wanted to ask you about Tavion. Did you expect what he's doing when he got here?
Oh, yeah. When we recruit these guys, we expect that they can come in and play, for sure. Yeah.
With Jack being so good rushing the quarterback, is it kind of tough not to send him every play or, you know, be aggressive that way with him?
It's a fine balance. You know, we like him when he's spying the quarterback. Obviously, the other teams know that that's how we use him, but we like him getting after teams, too, like he did in the Stanford and Portland State games. He's a weapon, so we try to use him to his strengths, but we also got to be sound in what we're trying to do. So it's both.
How do you prepare for potentially multiple quarterbacks at West Virginia?
Well, I think they'll be similar. They're going to run the scheme pretty much like I think they did against the University of Utah. We've watched all their games, obviously, to this point. I don't think they're going to venture too far off. They'll have some wrinkles for us, too, but they got to go in on a short week, execute their offense, and have a couple wrinkles. And I don't necessarily know that the quarterback they choose is going to be the biggest issue.
Anything else? How many games do you expect Justin Kirkland to get to be at full speed?
Well, it's a growth process, but I thought he played very well in his reps he got last week. I think he'll get more reps this week, and hopefully that just continues to grow and his impact continues to grow.